Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve Gems. How are you this day? I'm trusted doing well, and I trust that your week has been good. I know some of you have been hit by the snows pretty hard, and I pray, Lord, I just pray that you, you know, things are going well, all things that you need, you know, but look at it this way, you know, spring is coming in, warmer days are ahead, so, you know, keep in mind on that. Today's lesson is be a 9-part series on the Beatitudes mentioned in the 5th chapter of Matthew. Each week we'll be doing one of the Beatitudes, you know, discuss it in depth. And in the next 16 weeks, we'll be going over each Beatitude and what it means, what scriptures say about it. Today's Beatitude is from third verse of Matthew chapter 5. Reads as, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Okay, let me give you a backdrop first on this. Shortly after the temptation of Jesus on the mountain, he began his ministry. He started in Galilee. That was the first place that he went. And afterwards, people started following him. It was also at this time he called his first disciples. And crowds, you know, he taught everywhere in many towns and villages. And then crowds started come to the mountains. You know, where Jesus went, crowds went because he was in, you know, he was somebody that was doing something totally different. And so he sat down to the mountain, sat down and told people, including his new disciples. And the first beatitude that I mentioned is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now, the word blessed means, in some versions it's referred to as happy. Happy are those. And that's good. That's good. But blessed refers to ultimate well-being and spiritual joy for those who share in God's kingdom. This is being spiritually satisfied. You know, you may not have a lot of the world's material goods, but you put your dependencies upon God. You know, you put your trust in God, not in worldly things. And also with being spiritually satisfied, you know, I think about it as just putting a rest, our trust in God, and being resting in God, you know, whatever happens, you know, you just leave it, put it in God's hands. You know, it's like when you pray about something, you actually leave it in God's hands. You make a request known. You just trust God and believe God that God will meet that need. By happiness, you know, you could say blessed is happiness, but happiness usually is dependent upon outward circumstances. Being spiritual satisfied, you know, you have joy within, even despite all whatever the circumstances are, you still have that joy of knowing that God is with you, and God will take care of you. One thing I think about here is those who know those of us who know Christ as Lord Savior, we we are in the kingdom of God. Now, I'll touch upon the kingdom of God a bit later. You know, and when I went over this particular beatitude, I kind of thought about salvation. There's a lot of similarities in it. I think all the beatitudes have that to some degree, but the first one here, I believe, kind of spells out pretty well. Now we go to, blessed are the poor in spirit. What does it mean to be poor in spirit? I've heard erroneously, as some have said, blessed are the poor. Okay, I did some thought about that. I did some research at that. God does bless poor people. He blesses the poor, but poor in spirit is something totally different. Being asked the question earlier, what does it mean to be poor in spirit? Poor in spirit is recognizing our need for God, our need for His mercy. When Christ, when we were convicted of our sins, we saw how destitute we were spiritually. We saw that nothing could do in our own strength to change the way we're or the way we are. And we call out on God, we ask for His mercy, we confess our sins, we ask Him to come into our lives, we actually ask God mercy. And His Spirit came with us. In a sense you could say His kingdom came within us too. Now we can experience the joy of His kingdom. Now, one of the things the Pharisees never saw was their need. They were proud and they were self-righteous and they didn't see the need. They think of their being poor, for themselves being poor spirit. They thought of themselves self-sufficient. They were proud or self-righteous, because they felt that they knew the law, that they were okay. But when Jesus came on the scene, that kind of changed the whole sector. And they just, but I look at people around them, the crowds, many of them saw their need, they saw their lack. That's why Jesus had many of the people came to Jesus with people who were society had rejected. Many, like tax collectors, prostitutes, who were blind or lepers. They were outcast during that time. People who were slaves. During Jesus' time, there were many outcasts. But Jesus ministered to whoever He came to. And many of these people were poor in spirit. They didn't have a lot of the material goods. They didn't have, they were influential. They didn't have basically anything kind of to look forward to, really. They didn't have a lot of nice clothes or money, or even some of them didn't have necessities of life. Many of them put their, many of them who did turn to Him and put their trust in Him because He could provide. Getting back to the Pharisees, never saw their need, You go to Matthew, it says, let's go to Matthew 23. Go to Matthew 23, verse 12. All who exalt themselves will be humbled. All who humble themselves will be exalted. Now that's totally opposite totally opposite of what the world thinks. Now, even now, these days now, you know, you have people exalt themselves, you know, and humility is looked upon as being weak. It's frowned upon, you know, you have to be, you know, it's kind of demeaning. That's something we'll touch upon when we get to the beatitude of meekness. Now, getting back to poor in spirit. Okay, we all recognize our need, you know. So the poor in spirit, you know, God sees that need. Now we get to the part God's kingdom. What is God's kingdom? Why is it that the poor in spirit, they recognize the need, they come to God. You know, why is it come to spirit? Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? Well, look at your salvation. You know, when you get Christ in your life, you're into the kingdom of heaven in a spiritual sense. You know, it's something that you didn't earn. You know, nothing, there was nothing in your life. You know, you tried everything to be good. You tried to do the right things, you know, follow the commandments or the laws, and it did nothing to change your spirit. Nothing to change your heart. But when it comes to Christ, it's something, it's nothing that we earned. You know, you can't pay for it. You know, you can't, nothing can do to gain it except by trusting God and asking Him to come into your life. And that's something that the Pharisees never understood. But even if you go through Scripture, being humility is one of the virtues. One of the great virtues of the Bible. And that's talked about quite a bit, you know, a number of times in the New Testament. You know, like, okay, now we say the poor in spirit, you know, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Well, those who recognize their need, you know, the kingdom belongs to them. It comes to them. One thing else to remember is that, you know, rest in the assurance that He will take care of our needs. I get great satisfaction of knowing that. It took me a long time to understand that. Sometimes we feel that we have to do something. Sometimes we just don't see things right away. Or it doesn't come when we think it should come. But, you know, God is the one who knows what's best for us. You know, it took me a while to understand that. Not so much understand, but just put, you know, act upon it. Or, you know, just make the choice, well, I'm going to do this. And now I really understand, you know, going through my own life. My own life, I've seen a lot of things, you know, and it got down to a point I had to depend upon God. You know, some of you probably been through that, maybe suffered job loss or loss of a home or loss of a relative or family member. You know, some of you may have lost a lot, you know, but that's, you know, but you throw yourself on the mercy of God, you know, you throw yourself on His mercy, you know, God will take care of you. You know, God never, you know, saved us. He never left us, you know, to just kind of flounder out there. You know, we can depend upon Him. Now, I look at, also, you know, I wonder why He put this particular verse first. And I come to the conclusion that, you know, first and foremost, I think you have to understand you are poor in spirit, that you are know that you have a unique God. I think that's pretty evident there. You know, we all need God. You know, when Jesus ministered, the crowd, many of them saw their need. They need it. And conversely, the Pharisees and the Sadducees never did. Maybe with rare exceptions. Rare exceptions, but the vast majority of them never saw their need. And when I look at verse 3, I really tie it to salvation, because I think when you have Christ in your life, then God can really work. You know, you have His kingdom, and God can really work, changing you, shaping you, you know, cleaning out the old stuff that was there before, and putting in new stuff. In the succeeding weeks, you know, as we go through the other Beatitudes, I think we'll understand why this was possible to put first. And conclusion, I like to ask is, you know, is somebody out there who would like to ask Christ into their life? You know, you can do so right now. I mentioned many times, it doesn't matter how much, you know, God loves all of us, you know, regardless of our financial situation, has nothing, you know, it transcends race, sexual orientation, gender, identity, and expression. You know, God loves everybody. And the opportunity right now to come, you know, some of you have probably heard the word, but you haven't read about it. I'm pretty sure I'm speaking to somebody out there. You know what you need to do. Ask Jesus to come into life. No, you recognize that you're poor in spirit. That you recognize you need something. And once you ask Christ to come to your life, then, you know, you can really have His kingdom come into your heart. And one of the most, you know, I recognize, you know, God changed me, you know, right after, you know, I felt clean inside. You know, that's how I love. That's how God works in our lives. You know, He cleanses us, you know, gives us a new spirit. We aren't poor anymore. What I mean is, we don't have spirit. We don't have that struggle anymore. The struggle anymore. We can just depend upon Him. And so I encourage you, you know, ask Christ into your life today. You know, I encourage you, you know, just pray, you know, confess your sins, you know, acknowledge and confess, you know, repent of your sins. Just ask Jesus to come into your life. You know, pray is just like having a conversation with a person next to you. You know, praying is the same thing. You know, then you thank Him, you know, and you know that He's coming to your life. Okay, you know, you'll definitely know in your life, you know, not always by feelings, but you'll know. You know, one thing I know is your life started. So, you know, so I encourage anyone out there who need them to Christ, you know, do so, you know, take the opportunity out. And I'd like to thank everyone here for this lesson today. I just look forward to the next time we get together. This is Genevieve, and this is Genevieve's Gems. If you like to get a hold of me, I have a Facebook account, facebook.com/JennyRose, Jenny.Rose. You can send that comment on, you know, send any kind of comment you have. In the 6 weeks, we'll have a chat up, you know, if you have any questions. You know, if you have to call, and I'll give you the number. It'll happen in the next week or So this is Genevieve, and forward to getting together with you next time. God bless you, and amen.